It's time for Michigan Sports Talk Morning Show, broadcasting live all across the state of Michigan and Northwest Ohio. This is X's and Bros.
Swings it out to Sadiq Bey. Gets Bey to the top.
To Abdul-Rahman at midcourt. Extra pass.
And it goes for the win. The three-pointer by Jordan Poole.
Here's the give.
Goff's got it. Back, looks, throws, and
yes! Touchdown to Clint Irons! They did it! Amon Ross St. Brown to receive again!
Sends one to deep left center field. Back it goes, and that ball's
out of here! A grand slam from Miguel Cabrera! He's got two goals! Mark it in on goal! Scores! His first career hat-trick in his seventh season!
Here's your host, Anthony Bellino.
Rise and shine, folks. Welcome back. Hour number three here on this Monday, the 17th day of January 2022. We welcome you back to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network, broadcasting live all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio as well, from Traverse City down to the Glass City, GR to the Motor City. We say good morning to you. We welcome you. We appreciate you. And, of course, we encourage you to join the show. Text the keyword sports radio. Send it to 21,000. Type in 21000 on your phone. Send the keyword sports radio. That'll opt you in. Standard message and data rates still apply if you still use regular texting. But either way, text sports radio to 21,000. Meijer Supercenter guest line 248-951-2176. 248-951-2176. We're on Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. And, of course, good morning to our television audience as well. Comcast Channel 900 and BCSN on Buckeye Broadband. Find our podcast. Listen back to anything you may have missed on demand by visiting SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and, of course, the iHeartRadio app. MichiganSportsNetwork.com is the website. XBMornings@gmail.com is our fan feedback email inbox. If you have a message that's longer than 280 characters or you know, don't want to text it, feel free to send us an email, xbmornings@gmail.com. Danny Kalen's at Dan in the studio. Ryan Elke is at Ryan_Key. I'm Anthony Bellino at AEC Bellino. I'm taking some flack right now on the internet because of my comments in regards to, did you guys see the footage of the people waiting at the door to get into AT&T Stadium yesterday? And then the door is open and they are just running?
I did see that. Apparently they sell standing room, I guess, at Jerry's World.
Are you going to stand? So the gates open roughly, what, 90 minutes to 2 hours before kickoff, depending on what stadium you're at and what the procedures are. So let's say they open 90 minutes before kickoff, let's see. And then you're going to be there for 90 minutes plus this, what, three and a half hour football game. And the last 5 minutes of that game took about 6 days. So you're going to stand in the same spot for 5 hours? You're not going to get anything to eat. You're not going to get anything to drink. You're not going to use the restroom. You're just going to stand there. That's ridiculous. And look, I've seen it. I've seen it happen in Detroit. Monday Night Football against the Bears years and years and years ago. I mean, the place was rocking. The minute the doors open, people are running through. Like, where are you running to? Your seat is there. Like, why are you running? And if you did get standing room tickets, like, I don't know what to tell. I don't know. That's why, you know, there's certain things that you got to be willing to spend on. I'm not buying. That's just me personally. I'm not buying a standing room ticket to anything. Under no circumstance.
Oh, come on now.
If I don't have a seat, I'm not going.
I did standing room for the ALCS. That's the only standing room thing.
Which is totally fine. If you want to do it, I'm telling you right now, if my seat isn't there, I'm not going. I'm not going to. I know. If you want to be in the vicinity, you want to get around the bar, you know what I mean, and be in that scene. If your team wins, that's awesome. But I'm not going to be sitting there standing for hours at a time. That's just not me. You can by all means, but I hope you don't.
We know your standards now, Mr. Bellino.
I'll never go back. I don't know if I could ever go back to another game after what I witnessed on Friday. After that experience, I don't know if a regular seat is ever going to do it. Like, I might have just ruined my entire experience. But I tell people all the time, if you're going to do it, you got to do it once in your life. You know, and I have the luxury, the privilege, if you will, to sit courtside at college basketball and do it all season long. But to see it at the NBA level, like, that was a bucket list thing. We'll get into that. But that was something I needed to check off the bucket list, and it just so happened that it just kind of came out of nowhere on Friday. NFL Super Wild Card Weekend comes to a close tonight at 8:15 with the Cardinals and the Rams. Be sure to vote right now at AC Bellino. That's the Twitter handle. Want to know where you're at with the whole Stafford thing. Like, are we rooting for Matthew Stafford? Do you want to see him be successful? Do you have any, or do you kind of like me where I don't really know what to do, so I'm just going to sit back and watch the game. But if the Cardinals win this game on national television, in primetime, in the playoffs, on the road, which they're very good, on the road, they're 8-1 away from home, and the Cardinals fans have a pretty good influence over the crowd there at SoFi Stadium, I'm not going to be mad. I am not going to be mad. It's not going to bother me. In fact, I might even giggle a little bit because that's good for the pick. All right, what else is going on in the sports world? We'll try to get you all caught up with all the happenings. We'll do so right now in the headlines.
Big news.
I have a little news flash.
Let's check the headlines.
No, it's real news for once.
The biggest stories of the local, regional, and national news.
This is huge news.
Michigan State falls over the weekend to Northwestern. 1 o'clock tip-off before we got... is it a 1 o'clock or a noon tip-off? Now that I'm done.
Noon tip-off. Noon on Saturday.
High noon shootout leading into the Super Wild Card weekend. They fell to Northwestern 64-62. They'll try to get back on track in a couple of days on the 21st. On the road at Wisconsin, good news for everybody, a 9 o'clock tip-off on FS1. Oh, brutal. Sorry for everybody who's got to stay up late for that one.
It's Friday night, though. So.
But still, 9 o'clock on a Friday. I mean, it might work out well for you. If you didn't have any other plans, give you something to do, keep you inside.
I do have plans 9 o'clock on Friday to watch this game.
Yeah, there you go, the Izzo kids. Tomorrow, the Michigan men's basketball team will try to get back on track against Maryland. They have a 7 o'clock tip-off on ESPN2. They fell on Friday night 68-53 to number 25, Illinois. They have now lost 4 out of their last 5. So they got a good chance of, you know, they've got some games coming up that would be winnable. Maryland at Indiana, Northwestern, even though Northwestern just played Sparty tough. But they're going to need a full complement of players, and they're going to have to change their attitude a little bit when they're out there playing. Like, we need 100%, 100% of the time. Golden State Warriors, Draymond Green with a calf injury, out at least 2 more weeks, according to reports. They got Klay Thompson back. They're struggling a little bit. You know, they lost to Minnesota 119-99. Everybody acts like the world is ending. It's not. They're going through a little slump. They're getting reacclimated with everything. That's fine. The Brooklyn Nets expect Kevin Durant to miss 4 to 6 weeks with a sprained MCL. So that's not good, and that's one thing about Brooklyn. Everybody continues just to hand them a trophy, but health is a part of it. Health is a part of it, and it hurt them last year with no Kyrie. James Harden being dinged up. You know, people say, oh, you got this great roster. You should win it. Like, you got to stay healthy. Like, it matters. Bulls guard Zach LaVine not expected to miss significant time after an MRI on Saturday morning showed no structural damage to his left knee as he was injured, so that's kind of a scary situation. LA Lakers' Russell Westbrook says no reaction after Magic Johnson ripped the team's effort. You're not going to say anything to Magic Johnson. We as Laker fans can accept being outplayed, but we deserve more than a lack of effort and no sense of urgency. Owner Jeannie Buss, you deserve better, said Magic Johnson on Twitter. I do not have a reaction, according to Westbrook, who scored 19 points on 7-15 shooting.
Everybody's entitled. Do we have to really remind people of Magic leaving, just up and leaving the team? Haha. He's allowed to criticize people now, and we can't criticize him back.
What are you going to criticize him for?
Criticizing the team that he ran into the ground for 10 years.
No, LeBron did this, not Magic.
Yeah, Magic didn't do this right here.
Magic quit so they could be a better franchise because he knew he was underperforming in his job.
He's got out of the
way. True stand-up man and will not accept any Magic Johnson slander. Daniel?
No. I mean, dude, how many banners is he responsible for? You can't slander that guy. Come on, Dan.
I'm not going to be here.
The Detroit Red Wings, they won over the weekend against the Buffalo Sabres on Saturday 4-0. They'll play again today at 1 o'clock on the road in a very snowy Buffalo. And the Detroit Pistons, they lost Cade Cunningham to an ejection. They also lost Josh Jackson to an ejection. But Cade was playing lights out last night before he got booted, or yesterday afternoon, I should say. 135-108 was the final score. That's coming off of Friday night's victory, 103-87. And the number one Baylor Bears made men's basketball history, becoming the first number one team to lose twice at home in the same week as the number one team in the country. We'll step aside. I checked something off my bucket list Friday night with the Pistons and the Raptors. We'll talk about it next year on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
Huge here for your local Meijer. Now everybody knows Meijer is connected to local teams, college teams, high schools, pros, and more throughout the state of Michigan. So what it means is when you're shopping at your local Meijer, you're basically shopping for your local community. And Meijer is proud to partner with Little Leagues, youth sports, high school sports, college sports, and pro sports throughout the state of Michigan. Remember, when you shop Meijer, you're shopping for your local community.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, welcomes you with a special offer on the Pro Football Playoffs. How you doing? This is Matt Shepard. Simply place a $10 moneyline wager on any game. If either team scores a touchdown, you're going to win $200 in free bets, regardless of your bet's outcome. Just use my bonus code, SHEPBET200, when you make your first bet. Enjoy the playoffs like never before and earn M Life rewards that you can use for rooms and dining at any MGM resort nationwide. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com and use my bonus code SHEPBET200 to win $200 in free bets. If a touchdown is scored in a Pro Football Playoff game, you're going to be a winner. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Michigan only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. If you think you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
My mom's implants after breast cancer made her sicker than chemotherapy.
Breast implants permanently disabled my daughter.
I breastfed with implants. It made my baby sick.
Breast implants caused my wife's cancer.
My friend died because of her implants. Turns out they were recalled.
You probably know someone who was harmed by breast implants. For more information about this public service announcement, please visit www.dangerousimplants.com.
Thoughts all morning long on the Meijer guest line. Call 248-951-2176. That's 248-951-2176. Now, back to Danny, Ryan, and AB.
You got, what was that little ding back there? You got a little bell? We're going round three?
I was trying to find some Muhammad Ali video, but it's tough to find, like, just him talking smack. Today would have been Cassius Clay's 80th birthday.
Wow. All right. 80th birthday to the greatest of all time. Also, Martin Luther King Day today. So there will be plenty of sports action throughout the day as we celebrate the life and legacy of the doctor. Text the keyword sports radio. Send it to 21000. Sports radio to 21000. Meijer Supercenter guest line is 248-951-2176. 248-951-2176. And, you know, this happened over the weekend. I was able to check something off of my bucket list. This is usually a topic that you would talk about in the summertime when there's really nothing going on because we had the NFL playoffs taking place, Super Wild Card Weekend. We got a big one coming up tonight. But it was the fact that, you know, I got to go to a Pistons game, so it's relevant. They played yesterday as well. They won 103-87 against the Toronto Raptors on Friday and then lost 135-108 against the Phoenix Suns. I did enjoy the fact that the LCA crew there put up a picture of the Toronto Raptors mascot next to Devin Booker's face in the video board. I thought that was pretty funny. Good on them after the beef between Devin Booker and the Raptors mascot.
I just wanted to ask, before you get into your evening, are you, now when you're sitting that close, are you like underneath the scoreboard basically? Can you even see it, like the side of it?
So on my bucket list is I always wanted to go sit courtside in an NBA game. So Friday I was going to Monroe St. Mary Catholic Central. I was going to go up there because the freshmen were playing at 4 o'clock against New Boston Huron. So I was going to go check that game out because I had those kids in 6th and 7th grade, and then they didn't have an 8th grade season. And boy, can you tell that they did not have an 8th grade season. Oh, my goodness. Gentlemen.
Both sides of the ball?
Yeah, why are we dribbling to the left side of the floor with our right hand? Like, what if you're not going to use your left hand? Just cut it off. It's just getting in the way. Like, what are we doing? Now they did some things that were really good. A lot of great backdoor cuts into what we call Adrian layups, which were fantastic. So there was a lot of good to be taken away from it, but there was a lot of things. You know, take a breath. You caught the ball. Take a breath. Like, we just look frantic. We look spastic with the basketball in our hands.
Yeah, but see, and that's the thing. When you're a kid, 3 seconds seems like an instant.
Once you
get to that poised age, you're like, okay, just take a breath. I got a second here. It takes a minute.
Triple threat, fellas. Triple threat. Catch the ball. Get into triple threat. Survey what the defense is giving you. Run your offense. Like, my goodness. The nonstop going left but using my right hand. Like, you got to keep your body between your ball and your defender. So if you're going left, you got to get the ball in your left hand. Oh boy, there were some questionable shot selection. My cousin's kid, he's been playing pretty well. And they only moved one guy up to JV. They're huge. At freshman, they got like 6'1", 6'3", 6'2". Like, no reason they should ever be out rebounded in a basketball game. And they got this Treese kid, is his last name, Treese. He's nice. I like him a lot. But after that, I was like, hey, GM, I'm going to go up and see the freshman game. You want to go to the Pistons game after? And he's like, yeah, let's go. And I was like, I found courtside tickets. And he's like, what? I was like, yeah, they come all-inclusive. You get to go into the Motor City Casino Club, and you get to hang out. And, he's like, all-inclusive. I said, all-inclusive. He's like, all my food. I said, all your food. I said, all my drinks. I said, all your drinks. Said, all right, let's do it. So we did it. And it was on my bucket list of things that I wanted to do in the sports world. I don't know what's on your bucket list. If you're listening, if there's specific things, maybe a venue that you want to go see. Maybe you want to make a pilgrimage to Lambeau, or you want to go to a Tigers postseason game, whatever the case may be. Maybe you listen to us and you've never been to Ford Field, and getting to Ford Field for a Lions game is on your bucket list. If that is, like, I would love to be able to try to facilitate that for you. But whatever the case may be, this was on my list of things to do. And the Pistons are 1-0 this year with me in attendance, so I'm basically like,
all same here, folks. Anthony. So X's and Bros show. We're
2-0?
2-0.
I mean, basically.
Yes, attendance, because the only game I've gone to, I worked it. So I didn't.
Did they
count.
Win?
That no, count. No, okay. No, they nope, didn't.
That doesn't count. You're not allowed to be on the clock. You have to go there for fun. And it was great. The service there. Phenomenal. I do believe that Little Caesars Arena is probably one of the better arenas in the country. Like, just the overall setup, the concourse is huge. There's plenty of space.
There's signs everywhere telling you where to go.
Yeah, oh, yeah, the portals. You enter the portal. Just like a modern day college athlete, you get into the portal immediately. You get there. Where do you go? Straight to the portal. You're all hyped about getting in the venue to the portal. But you get into the portal, and the service was phenomenal. All of our servers seemed happy to be there. They were very polite. Just like little things like that, I think, make the difference. Nobody looked like they were absolutely miserable. All the fans were having a good time. Get down to the seats, making friends with the people, sitting next to us. I did know some people that were at the game, which was cool as well. But just being able to witness an NBA basketball game, TV doesn't do anything for sports. In the football field, and I always say this, if you have the opportunity to sit close, sit close. One time, splurge on a ticket and sit front row in an NFL game, and then close your eyes for a snap and listen to the sound of the game, right? Just not being able to even see the play. I mean, it's one play you're going to miss. It's not that big a deal. You'll be okay. But just listen to how hard they hit. It's shocking. Right? And you're down on the field level. It's like, I can't do anything out here. The only thing I'm going to be doing out here is getting wheeled off in a cart. And I'm decent size, but I'm not doing anything out there. And it's a good reminder of how these young men, how they play the game. The NBA game, incredibly physical, a lot more physical than people give it credit for. Guys are battling inside. Hamidou Diallo was having a game. I was hyping him up when he was coming over because, a big Hammy fan. So I made sure that he knew that I was a big Hammy fan. Spoke to Trey Lyles, you know, because he was hanging out. I'm like, Trey, hey, you're having a great game. He looked over, he smiled, we're talking. It was a great time. Me and Trey Lyles are buddies now. But it was something that I had to do. Dan, you ask a really good question. When you're sitting on the floor, so what Little Caesars Arena did with their beautiful Jumbotron setup, when you're down there or if you're low, when you look up, you still get the scoreboard on the interior of the actual Jumbotron itself. So the hanging scoreboard has all the video and the score and everything you need on the outside. And then when you look up into, like, underneath it, there's still that ring on the inside. It's beautifully done. Like, the presentation was awesome. I can't wait for them to get great again, to have the opportunity to go to a playoff game in that building. I think that whether it's the Wings or the Pistons, that place is going to be nuts. Do I agree with $45 parking? No. No, I do not. I don't believe that it should cost you half $100 to park your vehicle. I think that things like that.
You got to find the right place to park, Anthony.
Yeah, well, the right place to me was in the garage where I could just walk across the thing.
The right place to all of us, I would say, is those parking garages that we helped build. So that's all I'm going to say about it.
Founders, there's free street parking that's two blocks away.
Yeah, it was cold. Look, a king of convenience over here. Like, I wasn't trying to, you know, I'm like, hey, look, we can just park in the garage.
Tip for anyone else going to a game at LCA soon.
If you don't want to, listen to Ryan. If you don't want to pay the $45 for the convenience of the parking. But it was something I always wanted to do, had the opportunity to do it, had a Friday night free, didn't have to work on Saturday, could completely enjoy myself. So it was good. Food was delicious. Like, I was floored. Like, and it wasn't the first time I'd been to Little Caesars, but, I've been to, you know, two Pistons games in the last two seasons. That's not enough. And the first Pistons game I went to, we sat in a suite with my friend Angela. Dan, you know Angela from Bally Sports. So, I mean, it was great. Like, I'm completely spoiled when it comes to watching Pistons games. But that's the only way that I'm trying to see them. All right, we're going to step aside when we return. By the way, tweet us what's on your sports bucket list as well. Jim Nagy of the Reese's Senior Bowl. We're looking forward to speaking to him. Hopefully he dials us up. We'll find out next here on X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network.
Bill Simonson here for the Van Andel Institute in downtown Grand Rapids. They're world-renowned for their cancer and Parkinson's research. And the Van Andel Institute's Purple Community is an extension to every community in Michigan and across America to raise awareness and money to help cancer and Parkinson's research. If you'd like to put together a Purple Community event where you live or where you work, go to purplecommunity.vai.org.
BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks, welcomes you with a special offer on the Pro Football Playoffs. How you doing? This is Matt Shepard. Simply place a $10 money line wager on any game. If either team scores a touchdown, you're going to win $200 in free bets, regardless of your bet's outcome. Just use my bonus code, SHEPBET200, when you make your first bet. Enjoy the playoffs like never before and earn M Life rewards that you can use for rooms and dining at any MGM resort nationwide. Download the app or go to BetMGM.com. And use my bonus code SHEPBET200 to win $200 in free bets. If a touchdown is scored in a Pro Football Playoff game, you're going to be a winner. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. 21 years of age or older to wager. Michigan only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable free bets or site credit. Free bets expire 7 days from issuance. If you think you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
If you or your family is touched by autism, learn more about Freddie's Foundation at #PopTheTap. At FreddyThePizzaMan.com. That's FREDI, ThePizzaMan.com. Or email FreddyThePizzaMan@gmail.com.